Good afternoon. As you know, yesterday I made a decision to make a change at quarterback and start Jimmy Clausen. Yesterday, during the day, I met with Jay and Jimmy to tell them my intentions and to walk them through the process of how this was going to be handled. Later in the day, I met with Phil to talk to him about my decision and then finalize it in our staff meeting last night as we talk about players and how we're going to start the week. So that was part of the ongoing process over the last 24 hours. It certainly was not an easy decision in my mind. Those types of decisions never are. And I worked it through, not only thinking through it myself, but with our staff. I told our team today, this doesn't void us of the offensive struggles that we have had or the team struggles that we've had by making this change. And I think that our guys are well aware of that. But for the present moment, I think this is in the best interest of our football team. You know, regarding Jay, Jay has invested in this team heavily since the time that I have been around him. And I do have some perspective on it. I think that particularly with quarterbacks, you know, they're all on we're all on our own journeys. Each player is, each person is, each team is. And their journeys have highs and lows. Certainly, you know, this is I can't speak for Jay, but I know him well enough to know that this is obviously not a good time for him. But I've also seen careers revived from moments like this, that players gain strength, they gain perspective, they come out stronger. And I really expect Jay will do that. He will take a look at this moment and look back on it from a very positive perspective as he comes back and plays in this league. I really think that will certainly happen. So, you know, that's really what I wanted to open with, just some thoughts there. I felt it was the right time, considering we came off two wins. We went into Detroit, had a competitive first half, and we were at halftime of Dallas. We were at 14-7. But I felt that we were still very inconsistent as a football team, particularly offensively, and we have been all year. I've stated that many times, and that starts with me, and I've stated that many times as well, and we haven't been able to put up a consistent effort. So we need some better play at the quarterback position. We're looking for that right now. But we also need better play from all of our players. And it's complementary football. It's not just inclusive to the offensive side of the ball. It's inclusive to all of us. And we've got an opportunity to do that against Detroit in a divisional game on Sunday. And that's where it'll start. In fact, it started today with our preparation for Detroit. I think we need a lift at quarterback. I think we need a spark. The weight of the world should not be on Jimmy Clausen. He's going to get an opportunity to play. And I'm hoping that our team, against a very, very good defense, we all know that, there'll be some response by our football team. I'm looking forward to seeing how it unfolds. Matthew. It's a good question. This is for this week. This is for this week. We're not going any farther than our preparation for Detroit. And it's a short week. Jimmy had a full day of practice today. He'll get one tomorrow. And he'll be our quarterback on Sunday to start the game.
Will Jay be active?
Jay'll be active. He'll be the backup. I'll take you through the process. I had discussions with Phil the following day. I spent some time with members of our staff. I went to their quarterbacks and told them my intentions. Phil had discussions, and we made sure that everybody was advised at a pending decision. So everybody was involved in that in terms of a pending decision. It's a coaching decision. It's a 46 roster, but everybody was made aware of the process during the process, and that was finalized with my discussions with Phil last night, and with our staff. And that decision on the 46 is ultimately mine. This is performance-based only. We're not getting enough out of our quarterback right now. We didn't this past week, and we haven't. That starts with me. It has nothing to do with attitude. Jay has been extremely professional and throughout, including after we talked yesterday.